Australian school students are falling behind other countries in maths and science in their results, and their results have barely improved in the past two decades. They're the findings of the latest international comparative study of trends in maths and science, which tests 630,000 students across 60 countries. The Australian Council for Educational Research says it's a wake-up call. Claire Slattery reports.
When it comes to maths in Australia, the numbers don't look good. Alison McNamara is president of the Australian Association of Maths Teachers.
I think we need to be worried, and I think the government does need to be putting in more time and effort into spending money in education.
The Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, or TIMSS, shows Australian students are falling behind. The study, which runs every 4 years, tested 630,000 students across 60 countries. Dr. Sue Thompson is from the Australian Council for Educational Research, which has released the results on behalf of the federal, state and territory governments.
There's still a huge gap between low SES and high SES. Indigenous students are still way behind. None of those gaps have been closed at all. And basically that Australia overall is not really going anywhere, whereas other countries are improving.
More than 16,000 randomly selected Australian Year 4 and 8 students in 570 state and independent schools were tested. Their scores show Australia's performance has hardly changed since testing began in 1995. And many countries that were previously behind or on par have now either caught up to or surpassed Australia.
What we've not done is target what we need to target. It's low SES students who are being left behind. Up to 50% of them are not achieving the proficient standard in mathematics at year 8. And what we're not doing is we're not targeting those children. We're still discussing, we're still debating funding. What we're not doing is we're not providing adequate funding to disadvantaged students so that they can improve and achieve their potential.
Australia has also seen a decline in the number of high-performing students.
It means that those students aren't being challenged. In the Year 8 mathematics classroom, we have about 7% of our students who are in the advanced benchmark in TIMSS. Singapore has 52% of their students. So, you know, if you're looking at a typical classroom, 25 kids, they've got about 13 or 14 kids who have a strong and deep understanding of mathematics. We have about two.
Results were poorer for students from regional and remote areas and Indigenous backgrounds, with Victoria and the ACT performing best and the Northern Territory the worst. Sue Thompson says money also needs to be invested in teachers, and she warns if nothing is done, Australia will pay the price.
And I think that all of the evidence says that we need a strong backbone of students who are high achieving in maths and science in order to move forward.
And that is Dr. Sue Thompson from the Australian Council for Educational Research, ending that report by Claire Slattery. The Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham has told ABC News Breakfast the report shows basic standards are slipping backwards, and he says the quality of teaching is one area that must be addressed.
We've adopted changes as a federal government that we've pushed the states to accept to make sure that there are some minimum literacy and numeracy competencies for graduate teachers in the future, to try to get guaranteed specialists in maths and science and other areas of specialisation into primary schools, not just into high schools. But there's absolutely more that we need to do, which we've outlined in policies, but we have to make sure the discussion now is on how we actually change practices in schools to lift performance, not just continual debates as we have had over the years about how much money is spent.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham.